This will be the definitive conversation about how to correctly score anime, guys. So if you want to give anime the correct scores, you better listen to the end. I'll stay up past my bedtime. Let's hello and welcome to the Weeb Crew. This episode is going to be exactly 1 hour long, or maybe slightly less, just because
we're establishing a hard cut off.
this episode is going to be 1 hour long, and if that means I have to cut this off mid sentence, then so be it. Honestly, we may not even make it to. I'm getting more and more tired by the minute, even though I might not sound like it. Mumi, how was your day?
It was all right. I figured out today I could never have been a singer.
Weren't you in like choir or something?
Yeah. No, I wasn't choir. No, it was like musical theater.
Oh, okay.
The choir director did help us on musical theater though, and she would often be like, why don't you boys join choir? And it's like, no. It's already bad enough for musical theater, right?
No, joining musical choir, that's gay. I'm going to do musical theater instead.
I mean, to be fair, it wasn't like it was a class. Like, we just did a play that
we had to see. Yeah, well, was it still like, I figured it was like an after school kind of thing.
It was like practiced after school.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a class.
So wait, what made you realize you couldn't be a singer then?
So I don't know if you have this thing, or if you've ever experienced said thing, but I experienced this thing where like when chords and shit kind of synthesize together, like it makes me choked up and I can't do anything.
What do you mean? Like you start crying?
Not like yes and no. It's not like if I'm listening to a song, it will maybe start like if I try to like sing and synthesize
the
with it.
Arms of an angel.
It has to be specifically like when you're like trying to like go with the music though. Like shitpost singing is like fine.
So you're like when you're doing an acapella, you're fine, but yeah. if there's a specific key.
No, if you're like going with the music and the chords and everything, it's like it then becomes I don't remember having that problem when I did like solos and stuff.
Yeah, I don't. That's like what you're basically telling me is like I have great rhythm until I actually start listening to music. Then everything gets thrown haywire. It's like how does that work? You now have like a metronome to like play to.
No, it's like I don't know. It's weird. Like if you
like selective tone deafness.
It's not an uncommon thing. I've read like it happens to quite a few people. It's just like I don't know like the specific. I can replicate it. I just don't know like what specific set of circumstances is like actually triggering it.
Well, Mumi, now we have to just hear you sing on the podcast.
No, that's Hazukushi. No.
No, and that would also mean I would have to do more work editing this, and I don't want to do that if I'm going to be on. Because then I got to go, and then we got to worry about copyright and all that stuff. No.
Listen, this is already going to be a hard cut hour.
It would actually would be more interesting to hear you sing to music, but then no one else can hear the music. They can only hear you sing as you're doing like,
don't waste your time on me. I'm already the voice.
Inside, this is like my Hobo Johnson impression, actually.
I like how we're like shitposting about me singing and doing that, and you just do it anyway.
Wait, what's that fucking thing Yoko Ono was doing with like Chuck Berry and John Lennon? Have you seen that video?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, just like.
You'd almost feel bad for John Lennon if he weren't such a dickhead.
Yeah, don't worry. He went home and like fucking like knocked her teeth out.
you know, he was going home to punch.
You know, you'd almost feel bad for John Lennon if both him and Yoko Ono did not name a song "Woman is the hard R N-word of the world."
Yeah.
It is still one of the funniest things.
That is one of the song titles of the world.
Have I ever told you about the fact that Mark David Chapman is one of my heroes?
No.
When Gil and I went to New York City, we made a very specific point that we need to go see the exact spot where John Lennon was shot. We were so happy when we got there.
I was so happy.
And then,
to be fair, John Lennon is a fucking monster.
Oh, he's a terrible person.
It makes it very funny when you see like your standard like teenage girl who is like, oh, I'm in my hippie era. My free love era.
Oh, God.
Fucking, I'm in musical theater.
I'm growing on my armpit hair as like a statement. It's like, I'm not even going that far.
I'm just like, they just wear like fucking Woodstock t-shirts and like.
Oh, God. The fucking, what is it? Like the Dark Side of the Moon shirt, but they don't know what that fucking album is.
Yeah, but it's just Woodstock. It's just. And they're like, oh, I just love the Beatles. They're so profound. Blah, blah. It's like. John Lennon was a monster.
Oh, he was like a man. Well, that's the thing that's like really funny to me about like the fact that every year at New Year, like the New Year's party in like, you know, Times Square, they play Imagine. And it's very strange. I can only assume this is like the result of like someone, whoever owns the rights of that song just loves money, ironically, because they're singing the song about imagine no possessions as like it's at the center of time fucking square.
So anyway, anime. Oh. We're an anime podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So let's stop talking about how. So, Moomy, what would you rate John Lennon?
That's a hard R4.
How do you rate a human being? How do you rate a life? These are questions that are answered definitively by Full Metal Alchemist, and that's why it's a 10 out of 10.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so the whole idea, I guess the whole idea for this episode is we're going to talk about scores, specifically.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck about what you score anime.
It really doesn't, Matt. Well, so yeah, this is like a like building off. I don't if you listened to... If you haven't listened to it, I guess we did an episode with Kai, Clear and Sweet, who you may remember was the first guest ever on this podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we did a thing with him and
it was Gizmo from the Anime Plumbet
Gizmo,
podcast.
Yeah. I wanted to say Grums, and I'm like, that's not right.
No,
that's not
even correct. No.
Gizmo from the Anime Plumbet podcast, where we talked about objectivity versus subjectivity in the context of talking about anime. And in that, we did kind of like touch on like score. We didn't talk about it a ton. We kind of talked about like our scoring, quote unquote, systems, or I guess philosophies might be a better way to put it. I don't know, but I feel like it's like something that like autistic anime people that probably listen to this podcast have like, they probably had that conversation, like a conversation with someone like who's like really annoying and like stuck up about score. Or if not, they may honestly just be that person.
Yeah, this is autistic parentheses us, not autistic parentheses derogatory.
Yes. I mean, we don't need to make that. That should just be like clear from the get go. I mean, we did just spend.
We are an anime podcast, all right.
We did just spend like 30 minutes just arguing like about the minutiae of like. Images relating to like, this is what anime in the 2000s looked like.
And if you want to listen to that, catch it on the Patreon.
Go to Patreon. It's like a dollar or something. Yeah, maybe two. I forget how much
it is a dollar.
Yeah. Uncut, I'd buy that for a dollar.
Uncut episodes are a dollar. All original content is $3.
Honestly, it's not even worth a dollar, really. I mean, everyone who gives is just purely out of charity.
They just feel sorry for us.
Yeah.
We are the Weeb Crew.
And it's really funny. It's like, yeah, I had some spare money. Might as well give it to you. It's like, oh, that's great.
It's probably better.
What are we done with that money even? How
it's being stockpiled so we could do something with it. I actually have not
I figured it was just going towards like paying the cost for like hosting the podcast on like an RSS feed.
I guess it technically could. I haven't even got the money out of Patreon yet.
Oh, has it just been building up? Yeah. I thought it just automatically like got sent to you.
I think I can set it up that way. I just haven't done it yet.
Okay. Does it need to be like at a certain amount like YouTube ad revenue? Like it needs to be like $100 or something first?
I don't know. I haven't actually looked that much into it, honestly.
Huh. If you're gonna look into it and you're like, there's like several thousand dollars in here.
Oh hell
it's
no.
It's been like a few years.
maybe if I like go into a coma and like wake up in 10 years.
I mean, there'd probably be, I mean, it's like the Patreon itself right now is at like, what, like $30? So over the course of like, even if it's like $20, over the course of like a year, that's like $200 some. So a couple of years, that's a couple $100. That's a nice meal at a restaurant.
Yeah. Except it's not going to meals at a restaurant.
You think about how much McDonald's you could order, Mumi. How much Taco Bell?
It will go to the channel.
You could eat yourself into a fucking coma.
That is what the Patreon is for. Fund the Mumi's coma.
it's my cigarette money. I'm gonna start smoking cigarettes with Patreon, buddy.
Anyway, scores. Yeah.
Scores. Yeah. So, but speaking of scores, rate this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on, like do it on, please.
Man, we're shilling
please
everything.
Give us
right
a good
now.
Score.
Jesus.
I hope we're doing well by just avoiding talking about the topic at hand.
I don't know why you're so avoidant of it.
Yeah, well, I guess you said it yourself. No one cares about scores.
No one cares about it, so we're going to talk about it for an hour. So that way, no one will have anything else to say about it ever. Once this podcast is published, we can stop talking about scores.
This will be the definitive conversation about how to correctly score anime, guys. So if you want to give anime the correct scores, you better listen to the end. Like, comment, and subscribe. Ring the bell. Donate to the Patreon or GoFundMe or
you're not gonna believe.
I don't know.
Join
the Discord and use your Nitro boosts on the Discord.
Okay,
I can spend less money.
We can
boosting
stop
the
shilling
Discord
now.
With my own Nitro.
We can stop shilling now. So I guess like the start, because I guess we did kind of start talking about in that. Which, by the way, we did an episode, but that was on Kai's channel. It's not on this channel. So if you're where is that discussion? It is not on the Weeb Crew. Go.
It's part of the Weeb Crew multiverse.
So but we kind of started talking about, I don't think I ever actually defined my scores, but I.
You did a little bit, but the conversation was so hectic. Yeah.
Well, I think I did like outside the context of what they were actually saying.
Yeah. I kind of went back and talked a little bit about it too afterwards. But so Mumi, how do you score anime?
So I think the best, like for me anyway, because you know, you have to say this, you have to say in my opinion.
In my opinion, of course.
I think the best way
subjectivity is implied.
Well, yeah, but you know, some people are going to think I'm saying this is like objective because
some people, what kind
I'm
of people,
citing
Mumi?
My ass, you know?
Could they be people of a certain race or demographic?
Oh no, don't even. So I think the best way to go about it is like I try to basically quantify my appreciation in a holistic sense. So what does that mean?
That's actually way more pretentious than I was honestly expecting.
I mean, it sounds
you used a lot of big words there, and I'm gonna be honest, I'm not so smart.
It sounds pretentious.
So you're gonna do
it. It's really, it's just like essentially, it's like what do I appreciate about, like what is it that stands out to me as like being good about this, and where does it generally kind of stand? So take some like recent examples like Don to Don, right? Don to Don's not the best writing, obviously.
You're gonna get so much hate mail for that.
Well, I don't mean like it's bad writing. I'm just saying like you're not gonna publish Don to Don as like a novel and then like put it alongside Dostoevsky or some shit. Like it's just whatever, right?
You're gonna get so much hate for that.
But like, you know, it's
If they killed Chibi on Twitter for just like posting a panel, they're gonna crucify you if they ever hear that.
That's the thing, if they ever hear it.
That's true.
So but like the visuals of Don Don are fucking like great. Like, they're almost like movie quality at points.
Yeah.
So, like, my appreciation of Dandadan is generally of, like, its visuals, the sort of synthesis of how it is telling its story through those visuals. Namely, you think of, like, episode, was it 7 or 6? Whatever, the fucking, the flashback episode everyone fucking loves and jerks off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How it does that. Generally, the simplicity of it, like, it doesn't get, I think the writing doesn't get in its own way. So it's not like detracting from what it has kind of going in its favor. So I would
give it's not unnecessarily complicated.
Right. So I would say that's like a 7 for me. It's like I it gives me a lot to appreciate in some aspects, and it doesn't detract in others in any way. Like, it's not trying too much with its writing and then like tripping over its dick. But it's not, you know, it's not going to be the greatest fucking written anime you've ever seen in your life.
Right.
Whereas something like Shimatsu Train, it has a lot going on under the surface of it. So the writing is not, like, the character writing is fun and fine. I feel like if you're not watching it with any sort of eye or like mind for kind of what it's commentating on, you'll get less out of it.
These sorts of like very specific cultural contexts of the show are not necessarily something that are like immediately apparent, because it's not overtly saying it,
right?
But if you are able to like pick up on those things and really like research into them, that gives you like a new layer to appreciate it on.
And I feel like Shimatsu Train is a weird one in a way, because it's like, because it kind of works on a surface level. I mean, it's not like a great show on a surface level. Like, if you don't deep into that stuff, it's not like you're gonna be like, oh my god, this was fucking dead destruction or Dungeon Meshi level or whatever the fuck.
Right.
But it does work. Like, it's a fine show. It's fun. Characters are very comedic.
Yeah, at the very least, I think you get like fun episodic concepts out of it that are just like, oh, this is like a wacky situation.
So, like, that's one where the kind of subtext and the meta commentary and all the stuff that's kind of going underneath with the writing, and is kind of what's elevating it for me. So it's like, that's for me, that's a 7 alongside Dandadan, which is like, you look at the two and you're like, what the fuck? Part of that's going to be a problem with just scoring in general. That's why no one gives a shit about scores, really, or no one should give a shit. Because you only have...
Unless you know that person, like I know you, very intimately.
Yeah, you only have so many ways to convey your feelings on a show on a 10-point scale, right?
Yeah, and getting more granular, I don't necessarily think helps, especially like in this kind of way.
It only makes it work. Like, if I start doing like decimals, and I'm like, Dandadan's a 7.65, while Shumatsu Train's a 7.4, like kind of what fucking the amalgamation, like my anime list scores are.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
What does that mean? That what is quantifiably the difference in a 0.62 and a 0.48?
Yeah, now you have like a 100-point gradient to work with, and it's like, I don't know if that's a particularly helpful.
No, like, because you're really at that point, you're just trying to add nuance into the scores. It's like, really, no one gives a fuck about the nuance of your scores. They look at it for the broad stroke sense, like, oh,
yeah,
he thinks Shimatsu Train and Dandadan are good. He thinks Frieren is fine. He thinks, I don't know, what's a bad show that's aired recently? I'm not looking at my fucking...
Ameku MD.
He thinks Ameku MD is bad. Like, that's really all you need to get out of scores. Like, it does not need to be that deep. So that kind of breaks down how I approach it. It's not that complicated. It's not that... Like, I'm not sitting there, like, really deliberating on... Like, you know, this is a 7, but this is also, it's like, you kind of just feel it out, right? At some point you know your scores well enough, and you also have to be kind of flexible with it. You have to be very fluid. Like, you can't just do this stupid bullshit where you're like, oh, this is objectively an 8 out of 10, and then try not to ever move on it. I feel like there should be room for, if you watch, like, we'll say, magical destroyers in 2023, and you initially are like, oh, it's like a 6 out of 10. I mean, they had a lot of cool stuff going on, but you know, it was what. I'll say Twin Tales from 2014, because that was when I did that with. Like, I initially kind of was like, you know, it's doing some stuff, but I don't really care. And then, like, rewatching it, I had better context for what it was doing. I'm like, oh, you know, there's some stuff I was missing. And then that's kind of where the appreciation comes in, right? It all is dependent on your perspective and what you're able to appreciate out of something.
What foundation, what basis, what things are you actually know that then, like, you know, you are then kind of implicitly bringing into that work with you when you're watching it.
Yeah. So that's why, like, scores are kind of fucking meaningless out of context of, like, your list.
Yeah.
Because
I have a good way to judge scores based, like, with no context.
You don't?
And yeah, I have a perfect system. All right. And here's what I do. Whenever I look at someone's scores, I note a couple things. I note, what is their average score?
That's context.
And then, no, it's not. No, because I can otherwise just calculate it from. Well,
I'm saying
scores,
that's more.
Right?
I'm literally just saying, like, if you look at someone and, like, they just said, "Oh, Don to Don's a 7 out of 10," that means nothing. There's no context. Like,
oh, okay, yeah, you're saying, like, literally just a single number,
right? Like, these you will see this in discussions, like, unironically,
yeah,
and
okay,
frequently,
yeah,
where people are like, "This is like a 6 out of 10 at best."
You're gonna get so much hate for saying Don to Don is a 7 out of 10. By the way,
oh, I don't give a shit.
You are already dead.
It's like, yeah, this is 6 out of 10 at best. It's mid. It's like that doesn't mean anything. Like,
yeah,
you've at least given more context than saying it's mid, but that's also just a buzzword. So
yeah, it's like, again, yeah, it's almost as bad, but not quite as bad as just giving a number.
Right.
Yeah,
6 out of 10. Like, if someone's like, oh, this is a 6 out of 10. Okay, well, if your mean score is a 3, that's 3 points above the mean. Like, that's pretty damn good.
Well, hey, but that's context. That's context.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you remove from that context, it means nothing. Because if me saying Don to Don's a 7, people are like, oh my God, how could you get that a 7? If I'm like, yeah, my mean score is a 5.5, like, suddenly that 7's pretty damn good. That's like a point and a half higher than the average. Like, that's a good score.
Movie's gonna go make a hacking cough sound like a prostitute. Well, I explain what my score, my score evaluation system is. So this is how I figure out. You shut the fuck up. This is how I figure out what like a score means for a person, and like how I can generally gauge what their feelings are about that show based on that score. Is I look at the mean score of, like, you know, everything that they've given a score to and that how that gets averaged out. And then when I do, I note the standard deviation for, like, their scoring distribution. And then based on that, anything that falls in with, like, a single standard deviation above or below the mean, I'm just kind of like, all right, yeah, you know, they probably feel just whatever about it. Anything that's above one standard deviation of from the mean, I'm like, okay, they really, really like that stuff. Anything that's below one standard deviation is like, okay, they really, really, really don't like that stuff. And I found that to generally work.
Generally. That also is working on this supposition that they are scoring based on the same way that you or the average person is scoring, right? In the sense of using a 10-point scale, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, 5 being average, or whatever, which, by the way, I feel like that does not work all that well, because there's a lot, people will score things like that, and there's a lot of assumptions being made.
Yeah, well, for me, it's like a 7 out of 10 is average, but a 7 out of 10 is also good. I just think that the average anime is pretty good. It's like, average should not necessarily mean to be taken like,
well, the average anime that
mediocre.
You finish and score is good.
Yeah.
I think that's a fine, like, because, like, that's why my mean score is not lower.
Because we do drop stuff.
Yeah, because it's like,
we do go through everything every season and then not watch the things that we know we won't like.
Well, yeah, like,
I have a pretty damn good idea.
We drop a lot. Like, if I were to mark everything we dropped and, like, gave it a score, my mean would probably be closer to, like, 4.8 or something.
And especially because we're also like forcing each other to watch stuff, that it's like, if both of us don't want to watch it, then it's probably not really got much hope.
Yeah.
to turn that around for us.
Though I did give out quite a few fives this season.
Yeah, it's been a little bit whelming, but I mean, yeah, you can't win them all. I have a theory, and we can talk about this maybe some other time, but I feel like the winter season of a given year is generally the weakest.
Generally, 2011 was pretty strong.
Quiet. Whatever. I mean, that's like a five.
Well, there's more than just that Monica. I think
that's mid. Monica mid. Okay, that's what the more like no one can even fucking Magica. Say the name of Monica right. Everyone says Monica Magica. It's like no, Madoka, it's Monica Magica. What?
I say Madoka.
Madoka?
Yeah.
I think it depends on what part of the country you're from.
Like a regional thing.
It's like a stress accent. Everyone says like Japanese is like flat, but
I like to pronounce it Madoka. Like Madoka Magica. She got some mad dokes going on.
She got some mad dokes on her dog. For me, the way I generally approach scoring is it is like at the point, like you said, where I just generally like by the time I finish something, I have just a pretty good idea of like, yeah, that was like a 7 out of 10. That was a 6 out of 10 or like whatever. It's just kind of based on gut feelings. And to a certain extent, if I were to like descriptively describe how I score, just kind of like, you know, going back through my scores and kind of thinking about like, you know, trying to rationalize those gut feelings, I feel like I kind of do it based on like, one, how well I think that anime did at like, you know, it had like a goal in mind. How well did it achieve that goal? But then also, how much did I like that goal? So if it's something that like, you know, has an idea and actualizes that idea really, really well, but I'm not necessarily like that into like, you know, those kinds of like themes or that kind of story or whatever, that still will probably be like a 7 out of 10. But if it really hits home on like things that I like specifically like, things that I have a preference for, even if it doesn't necessarily like do it perfectly, that could be a 7, that could be even 8, even depending like on like what it is and like just what I end up taking away from it and how much I end up getting out of those specific aspects themselves. Sure. For me, it's not necessarily like like you're much more like the holistic aspect of it where, you know, something like Fooly Cooly, it's like all these different things kind of coming together for you. Whereas for me, it's a lot more, I'll say, vibes based, I guess. It's ultimately a matter of like, how much do I really jive with this thing at all? And I feel like I have somewhat, you know, preferences that kind of just become more and more clear as time go on and, you know, kind of just also change. But, you know, if I still enjoy watching something just overall and I'm like, yeah, that was pretty good, that was pretty well made, then it's still like, yeah, that still gets like a 7 out of 10 or something. That's generally how I go about it. And yeah. There's a funny meme with Mumi and I where because we watch a lot of stuff together, we score things at the same time. And the joke is always I give something one score higher than Mumi. So Mumi 6 is a Sciatic 7, which is always very fun. Which again kind of points to like, and it's not necessarily the fact that like I am enjoying this more than you. It is we literally just look at the number, the shape of that number, and have different implicit associations with what that shape means.
Essentially, yeah, because like
there's nothing mathematical about it. It's just like, in my gut, this is what a 7 out of 10 feels like.
I don't really have,
and
like...
And Mumi can feel the exact same way, but then be like, oh, that's just what a 6 feels like to me.
Yeah, I don't really have as, like, a negative connotation with, like, scoring something a 5, right?
Yeah, yeah. Whereas, like, a 5 for me is, like, I'm, like, just really checked out. And then, like, a 4 is I'm getting annoyed. 3 is I'm really annoyed. 2 is I don't even know anymore, and 1 is either this is baffling or I really, really, really fucking hate this.
So I guess for my, like, it's like five is just like average. So like when I finish most, a lot of seasonals, it's like, okay, well, this is usually around a five or a six. Like,
yeah,
skewing more towards six just because if I'm finishing it, it was probably better than average for the most part. But not everything I finish is going to be better than average.
Mm-hmm.
It's around, you know, it's about.
For me, for me, like a six is like, yeah, I enjoyed that overall experience, but it's not necessarily something that I, you know, in retrospect would have gone, like would have opted into had I been given the choice otherwise, I guess is a way to put it.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I still enjoyed my time with it overall. And then like a 7 out of 10 is like, I'm on board. I really like that. So, like, 8 out of 10 is like, oh my God.
I feel like the negative scores get interesting for me with, because like specifically it's in the context of appreciation, right? Four is like, there's some stuff to appreciate about it for me, but there's not a lot. It's just, I don't feel like it's really, you have as much even as like the average anime kind of thing, but it's just kind of like,
yeah,
it's like mediocre, but kind of on the bad side, basically. Like 4, 5, and 6 are, I think for a lot of people, just kind of around the same. It's just a bit of different shade of like how you feel about it.
Yeah. For me, it's like in that like 5, 6, 7 range is, again, that's within like the one standard deviation for me. So if it gets above a 7, it gets an 8, then it's like, oh yeah, I loved that. And if it gets a 4, it's like, yeah, I kind of hated that, honestly.
Yeah. That's where like a 2 and a 3 are for me. 3 is like, this is, 3 I would say is like where it's like actually just bad. Like there are things I give a 4 that like maybe I liked, you know, some of, just maybe the ending really dropped the ball and I was like, wow, that really culminated in nothing. That's a 4, I guess.
I wonder what you could be talking about. Oh no, you gave Hanashura a 6, so.
Yeah. No, 3 is like where I was like, I really didn't appreciate that. Like,
I would rather you not.
Rather you not. Two is so bad it's good. It's like, I appreciate
that's where like ones are for me. That's like a Chargeman Ken type situation.
No, so yeah, like Chargeman Ken is a 2 for me. Because like that's like it's really bad, but in a way that I almost like it almost wraps around and I can appreciate, but it's like you're appreciating it for the wrong reasons. It's like, it's just like,
yeah,
I wouldn't say I appreciate Chargeman Ken. Like, there's not like a craftsmanship
as much aspect. As I'm like, I feel like I'm actually laughing at it, which is like pretty rare for me when it comes to anime. And the only other stuff that I would give like a 1 out of 10 are things that are like, I don't know, horribly racist, or I don't know, Lucky Star.
Or in
the specific case of Little Spider Girl, it just does something that I like absolutely hate in terms of story. Like, that's like whatever the opposite of it's a dissonant theme. You can have like themes that really resonate with you as a person. It was completely dissonant with me. And this is like, I fucking hate what this even has to say, what this is offering. Yeah. It's overall well made. It looks good. I understand what the story is overall going for and what it's trying to achieve. I fucking hate that.
I think that's a funny one. Cause like, what did I give?
It like ruined my day for the next day.
Yeah. What did I give that? I didn't give that.
You have like a,
yeah, I thought it was like fine.
But for me, it's like the ending specifically, which is essentially what encapsulates like the overall ideas of the work, was so deeply annoying. Like, that's kind of like I like it when stuff literally does the opposite of that. So it doing that, it set up that it was going to be doing like the opposite of that and then just completely doubled back on that, and I'm just like, well, fuck you then,
fuck you. I've gotten into arguments about my ones. Because I feel like people...
Oh, yeah, because you only have 2 ones. One of which ones I've actually shown you, which I'm somewhat proud of.
Like, I feel like people have a hard time understanding where I'm coming from.
Well, say what your 1 out of 10s are, and then...
So my 1 out of 10s, the one that Sai showed me, is Nami.
Is Nami. And if you know what Nami is, it doesn't need to be explained.
It's not,
and if you don't
it's
know
the
what
protagonist
Nami is,
of fucking One Piece.
it might be better if it was, honestly. I might be more into it.
Most definitely.
I mean, even with Nami, I feel like you know what? I think my tag, because like I like review tags on like analysts or whatever, I think my tag for that one is just, you know what? I kind of respect the hustle because they had to, because of all the fish that were involved, they had to like make the entire thing over the course of like 72 hours just going straight. Otherwise, the fish would spoil and they didn't have a budget to get more. So I kind of respect it in that regard. But then it's like, Jesus Christ, why?
Yeah. For anyone with lagging context, it's like a live action.
We don't need to. No. I don't want to explain it. Okay. No, don't explain it. You don't need to. Let's say it involves fish. Okay.
In live action, I guess.
And it's like a stop motion kind of thing.
Sort of. And the other one is Shitcom.
I feel like people know what Shitcom is.
Yeah, people get upset about that one. It's like, oh, it's fucking just YouTube thing. But I'm all, whatever.
You don't like Takana? He's like one of the. He's the goat.
I think I scored.
Like,
have
like
I watched anything else?
Chainsaw Bunny.
Pinky. What did I give Pinky? I gave Pinky like a 3. I was like, right.
this is your being like, he's all right. I mean, Shitcom, it's a shit post.
I feel like,
and I feel like,
so like when I talk about, cause like, I remember specifically, I've gotten into an argument because they were like, why are you giving these a 1? Why are these your 1s? They're like 1 minute each, like, or less. It's like, it's not really, I don't approach it.
It's like, it gets a 1 out of 10 for how long it is.
I don't really approach it from like how long the experience tortured me or like, it's not, that's not like the score.
No,
like,
yeah.
It's what I appreciate. Like, I didn't really appreciate anything about Shitcom. Like the stop motion's like, fine. It's not really like great. I feel like it's something I would have made in high school.
For me, it's like, because I think I have it like at a 1 or 2, and it's just like, I don't know where else to put it. Like, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit anywhere. And in my mind, a 1 out of 10 is also just kind of a shitposty score. And if anything, I feel like it's a better demarcation of quality, paradoxically, to give it a 1 out of 10 than like a 5 out of 10. A 5 out of 10 to Shitcom almost feels disrespectful. Whereas a 1 out of 10, it's like, no, it made a statement. And that's why statement. It gets a 1 out of 10. Because that statement was fucking bad.
Yeah, it's just, when I watch something like Shitcom and Nami, I'm just like, this is devoid of anything I can appreciate. Like, this is literally a void. Like, yeah, it's 1 minute, but that 1 minute is like a fucking eternity.
It's less than watching paint dry. Even Matsurika is like, Matsurika is like,
I came around to Matsurika. Like,
well, that's the thing. It's like that. If anything, Matsurika is so much longer, and it gives you so little, but it's so abstract, and the process of how it was animated is so intense that it just kind of wraps around to being like, "God damn!"
Kind of interesting.
yeah. It holds you hostage long enough that you're just kind of like, that was an experience unlike anything else.
No, but Shitcom is just like, why does this exist? Like,
it's like grading a YouTube poop.
Yeah, and that's a
like
fair,
a really
like a
dumb YouTube poop.
And I mean, that's a fair thing for people to point out. But I'm also kind of like, well, it's on my anime list, and that's how I feel about it. And there's literally nothing else outside of like those two that I felt like I wanted to give a 1 to. So.
Yeah,
those are the best things that kind of demonstrate that.
Yeah, that's why I feel so happy I gave you another 1 out of 10, because prior to that it was just Shitcom, and now it's Shitcom and Nami.
Only on any list though, because Nami's not on my anime list.
Oh wait, it's not anymore.
I don't think it ever been.
No, it definitely was originally. I guess maybe they took it down for pornographic reasons.
being live action and fish and shit.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, and then like the upper end, it for me it's really hard to differentiate when you start getting like an 8, 9, and 10, so I just don't.
Yeah, well, for you it's just basically like, you know, when did something come to you in life and like how, like, did it affect you almost?
Essentially, like sometimes like I don't feel like you have
much more personal baggage with like an Evangelion or a Foolie Cooley.
Well, so I talked about this, like Evangelion and Foolie Cooley almost sort of dictated how I then would go on to consume media. So it's like them being 10s out of 10 almost like sort of set like, okay, this is what I am looking for and want out of the medium.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like the synthesis of things, what it's doing, what it's saying, like that kind of thing. So like when I then, like when I'm looking for like another 10, it is kind of like in with that
hello
sort of set standard in a okay way. Not necessarily okay,
now
that
it's
like
actually Moomy oh Internet, they raise the so bar, that's really like, funny.
This is kind of why I
now see now we can okay everyone now everyone every if you are a listener on Patreon, you get access to
computer,
a special Discord channel
my computer's
where we talk
out
about like our production stuff, and you know, we put like, you know, any notes that we have for any upcoming podcast episodes or videos. And if you're in there, if you're listening to this and you're in there, just post the Moomy Wi-Fi emoji, post that shit. Or if you're actually just listening and just in the Discord in general, just post that shit in general, honestly, because then it'll be really fucking funny. Oh, hello, Moomy.
Hold on. That wasn't, it wasn't my Wi-Fi. It was my computer shitting itself.
Oh, are you still recording?
Yeah, it's still recording. I was like, okay. Oh, no.
Oh, no, I don't have a backup going right now either.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Oh,
gonna
yeah,
not...
I can see like your Google Chrome is like fucking up and stuff. Shit, folks, yeah. We might not make it to an hour at this point.
I'm going to stop streaming that.
Yeah, hey, that'll probably help.
I'm gonna not touch anything the rest of this recording.
Okay, yeah, and just pray to God we can actually save the audio.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be any kind of problem as long as
no.
I can save it. Anyway, and I don't mean it as a way as like, oh, like these have set this. It's more like this is why I got into the medium in a sense. Like,
mm-hmm.
This is what stood out to me and is like the thing that I kind of wanted to get into anime for more of.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess Madoka is like a reflection of that, because Madoka is very kind of similar to Ava in a lot of ways, in the sense of how it is like a genre piece that is commentating on the genre and with like a synthesis of it. I don't feel like it quite goes as far as Ava in that regard, because mm-hmm. I guess it's referencing like Faust and shit, but I feel like Ava like pulls references from a lot of sci-fi stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas Madoka was written by a talentless hack.
Talentless hack, but I mean, he was working with some pretty talented people.
That's true.
For what it's worth.
That's true. Shinbo deserves better than
Urobuchi. That's the thing about like writers is like the fucking writer of Akame ga Kill wrote Akame ga Kill, which is kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then he worked with like Seiji Kishi. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, there you go. I was like, you're saying it wrong. I just don't know what you're saying wrong. Yeah, Seiji Kishi. Yeah.
He works with Seiji Kishi, and then he kind of like knows how to utilize him in a way where he's like, I'm going to use your strengths and talents and rein in the parts I really don't like about your writing. So like I feel like that's a subject for another time, but I feel like people really
overstate.
Because
he also wrote that fucking Chained Soldier show, which I think we watched like an episode or two of, and we were like, yeah. No. Well, he also wrote several episodes of Samurai Flamenco. What the fuck is this CV? I've never actually looked into the writer of Akame ga Kill before. Yeah, it's really just all over the place.
He is all over the fucking place.
But
yeah, like you, that's a subject for another time, but
That's a subject for another time.
Yeah, I feel like Daikon 4 is a good, like, summation, like a boiled down sort of experience of like what I get out of Fooly Cooly or like Ava. It kind of gets a 10 more for the passion and like history side, I feel like, for my appreciation of it. But
yeah, for me it's like, especially because I have so few like nines, like I have 24 in total, so like 10 fours and then maybe 20 nines as of recording anyway. You know, I'm never opposed to, you know, bumping that number up. If anything, I would really like to bump that number up, because then I can have 25 and do a proper 5x5, but I digress. When it gets to that point, it's like I can much more easily, because there's so few of a number, I can much more easily rank stuff. And to a certain extent, that's kind of like how my scores even started, is it was just me kind of sitting down and being like, okay, I like this thing more than this thing, so I'll give that a higher score. I like these things about the same, so I'll put them at the same score. I don't like this one at all. I certainly like it less than that, and that, so I'll put that down here. And then I kind of like, these are the numbers that make sense. Yeah, sure, let's just go with it. And it's just kind of, you know, that was like, you know, less than 100 rated anime, and now it's like close to 1,000. But I still do that when it comes to like nines and tens, where I can like order that relatively easily. And, you know, what ultimately separates like a nine from a 10 from me is just like, I don't know, the 10 ones are, you know, more, they're up there. They're the ones at the top. So therefore I give 10, therefore I give highest number. It's really, you know, not that complicated for me. I mean, obviously, yeah, you know, it's like for something to get there, it's like, holy fuck. It's almost like my emotional investment and what I get out of it, you know, almost like in order to like get a higher score, it's like the Richter scale or something. It's like logarithmic. So it's like an 8 would be like 10, like just, you know, ramping up and up and up. And then like 9s are way up there. And then 10s are like, you know, they've destroyed all of Tokyo or something. You know, millions are dead.
Millions must die.
Tokyo, no, not must die. God, no. Oh, Jesus Christ. Please don't say that. Well, no, because now, congrats, Mumi. You have now just got us canceled.
Probably a good thing.
It's probably fine. But that's just, yeah. So like when it comes to like the really high scores, that's, you know, I mean, and someone may look at like my score distribution and think like, wow, this guy gives like a lot of sevens and a number of eights and then just never gives anything like a 9 or 10. And to a certain extent, it's a matter of like almost by design, because obviously, you know, scores in isolation are meaningless, but you know, with the communities you're interacting within your friend groups, they do have a meaning. And I would like a 9 or 10 for me to be particularly meaningful and eye-catching. So as a result of that, I also do just like give fewer of them as a result.
Do you ever, because I find myself doing this on occasion, do you ever go back and change scores because some context for other scores has changed?
Yeah, not as much anymore. Like sometimes it's like if I watched something and I'm having a really hard time figuring out what to score it, that has caused me to go back and be like, fuck, I've got to like move all this stuff around again. I'm looking at it like, you know, like months or years after the fact, and I'm thinking, why did I give this score? No, this is wrong, yada 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 yada. And I start changing stuff around, and I tend to change it back because I'm just like, you know, neurotic panicking or whatever. But I do move scores around. They're never set in stone. Like, I think last time we rewatched the Tatami Galaxy together, I think I bumped it down from a 10 to a 9 because, you know, just by the time that I had watched it, you know, by that time, it's like, I still really love it. I still think it's one of the greatest anime ever made, but it does not strike the core of my soul like my other tens do, like an Ongaku or an Angel's Egg or a Planetes.
Sure.
So it's almost like my admiration of it is like almost more technical at a certain point, where it's just like, God damn, did they cook. It's a similar thing with Tokyo Godfathers, really up there for me as well, because every time I rewatch it, I'm just in absolute amazement that something like that could be pulled off.
I was kind of speaking more in the context of like, so it's just, I guess, for an example, there for a while, I felt like I was giving a lot of sevens.
You're not being too happy.
No, I mean, I see this more as like a part stop of myself gap.
That feels joy.
No, it's more like I feel like I have too much like stop gaps where like sometimes I feel like I get like a weird impression of what I think a seven is or an eight is or something, and then I will kind of stop myself from giving
over
things.
Time.
Yeah, like I'll stop myself from giving things an eight and then give it a seven. So like in this context I'm talking about specifically, like I had a lot of things. There was a minute there where I had a lot of things in my top 50 that were seven.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is really the reason why I'm not giving this an eight?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of was like, well, maybe it'd just be easier for me to just give basically everything my top 50 an eight. Because I feel like I got to the point where like I felt that way about everything in my top 50.
Mm-hmm.
There was just like maybe like weird outliers or like Full Metal Alchemist, I think, is one. Where like I think Full Metal Alchemist is good. I would not give it an eight, even though it is like higher on my favorites, just because it's kind of almost like a nostalgia thing where it's like it's good, but like it's propped up. I feel like it's propped up a lot by like my experience watching it and like when I watched it. Whereas like if I weren't for that, it probably wouldn't be nearly as high. So I'm fine with keeping that as a seven, but
yeah.
Well, it was basically like I just noticed there was a lot of sevens in my top 50, and so like I kind of laxed on a chokehold of eights, and then like it kind of feels better as far as like score distribution. I'm not really like stringent on keeping like a bell curve or anything, but I do kind of like to try and conform to that as best I can. Like I'm not really like, okay, I gotta give everything a five, most things are gonna be a five, and then like you do a perfect bell curve from there, because I realize like I'm not watching everything. Maybe if I watched everything, how I'm scoring things would then translate to a perfect bell curve, but I don't fucking know. It's just
I thought about like the kind of like bell curve with like the mean at like a 5.0 or whatever, 5.5, because you know you can't rate stuff a zero on my anime list. I thought about for like the longest time, and you know after a while, you know, you just kind of get your own curve, and you know maybe it would be the case if I like watched everything, I would trend towards that more.
Yeah,
but I'm also I think it's also at the point where it's just like. The way I think about the numbers and just the way that like, you know, things just end up being distributed overall is it'll probably skew more than that at the end of the day. It's because, yeah, you know, I like anime. I enjoy it. So it gets a good score because I'm just generally more predisposed to liking anime just inherently, basically. For me, it's a. I think I've definitely trended more positively over time. Like maybe, like if you caught me like 5 years ago, I would have been more hesitant to give something a seven than I am now. Whereas, like for a lot of the seasonals we watch, it does feel like a 7 out of 10 is almost the default score. And again, that's not because like, oh, 7 out of 10 is average. That's a passing grade. No, for me, it's just like, no, I just really like all the seasonals that we watch for the most parts. And, you know, what I associate.
If you didn't like it, you wouldn't watch it.
Yeah. And it's like what I associate with a seven are the feelings that I have watching most seasonals. And then, you know, when I'm watching something like Metalist, for example, I have much happier feelings watching Metalist, so I give that one like an 8 out of 10.
This is kind of why I like being able to just give things a five, because like I feel like that gives me more room to sort of express like a positive emotion toward things.
Yeah, well, that,
like
that's,
if
that's
I give
like
something a seven, I feel like there's more of an impact there because I give so many things a five. Whereas like if I give more things a seven, it wouldn't have as much impact as if I give
I've thought about that, and for me, it's just like a 5 out of 10 for me. Like, I know what a 5 out of 10 means for me, and it means that I was almost like completely checked out while watching it and had little to no investment. Like, if you asked me, we have watched OVAs together, and I'll be going through my list and being like, did I watch this? I have no memory of this. What the fuck is this? What? Where the hell did this come from? Where I'm just like, yeah, I'm just like really checked out and nothing about it really, not even like the fan service or anything like really hooked me or did anything for me.
Fair.
The extreme end of that though is like the way Hayden used to score, where it was like,
oh yeah,
anything Hayden didn't like would just get a 1 out of 10, and then anything Hayden did like would get like a 2 out of 10 or higher. And that makes perfect sense. You know, if you be like, oh, that's a weird way to do it, but you know, you do whatever.
It makes sense. I don't think I have that much need for positivity, though. I feel
a matter of like, it's, you know, because like, I don't know about you, but I have like a, you know, like a literal spreadsheet in addition to like my anime list and stuff, where it's like I do have everything like laid out and ranked in a somewhat general manner. First, I've accidentally roped myself into doing the Anthony Fantano score thing of like light, decent, strong. I did it as a joke at first, and now I'm just stuck with it, and it's the only, yeah, it's like, all right, that's just what it is now.
See, I do have a chart. I don't do it for scores. I don't really care about scores all that much. I do it for rate, like rankings, like as far as like my top 100.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like
for
to
me,
see
it just
how...
basically goes like the whole way, and it feels almost like there is like a more noticeable gradient when I actually look at that spreadsheet, and like, you know, going from like a low 7 to a high 7 is a pretty like big range for my overall appreciation of it. But then also I feel like then I think, damn, maybe is that too wide? But then I look at like my 8 out of 10s or my 6 out of 10s, and I feel like the variance is still just as wide with those scores. So like a low 6 and a high 6, you know, I'm still like generally just kind of like, that was all right. But like a low 6 is like, ah, this generally eked by. Whereas like a high 6 was like, I think this could have been done better in a few ways that I would have jived with it more.
Yeah, it's kind of like putting the cart before the horse in a way.
Yeah, wrap it up, by the way. We have 3 minutes left.
It's kind of like putting the cart before the horse in a way where it's like the scores are generally just kind of, oh my God, the scores are just generally kind of reflecting your general gist of like how you feel about it, right? So like,
yeah.
A 7 out of 10 in a given year is usually like anime of the year sort of top 10 list kind of material. And yeah. 8 out of 10 is like, that's probably anime of the year these days. Like, there have been years where,
yeah,
like,
well, again,
out
like,
of 10.
Like, we're watching Metalist this season, and it's like a high enough 8 out of 10, like a low 8 for me, maybe not, but like, you know, like once you get into like the middle and upper 8s, and it's like, yeah, that's pretty strong anime of the year material. That's what like Metalist is for me. So then it's like, you know, when I say then that like, you know, even though we're only in the first season of the year, Medalist is anime of the year material for me. It's because it is like that high up there for me.
Yeah, I mean, like, for context, the 8s I've given in the last couple of years are like Dead of the Demons, Dead of Destruction, whatever.
Yeah.
Pluto and Vinland Saga, Mob Psycho Season 3.
I mean, hell, I gave like Pluto a 9.
Yeah, like, that's kind of where an 8 is at for me. 7.
Yeah, yeah.
2021 was like, I felt like it was a good year, but a lot of those were just 7s for me. And like, mm-hmm. The Song Ranking's a 7, Sunny Boy's a 7, but they're obviously high 7s, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, this gets into like a discussion of like the quality of years, and we'll save that for another episode. But if I can get a 9 out of a 10 out of a year, that's a pretty wild thing. Usually my anime of the year, it, you know, ideally like my top 5 are all like 8 out of 10s, and I'm like, damn, that's a really good year. But usually there's at least one 8 out of 10 in a year that I'm like, yeah, that's my anime of the year.
Yeah, and because scores do not have any kind of objective meaning, there's no meaning behind them, I think that kind of complicates it.
Yeah,
like, kind of like what I was talking about with the whole 8s and like top 50s thing. Because it's like in relation to one another, I then get to a point where I'm like, okay, well, what is really the meaningful difference in just looking at my top 100 here, what is the meaningful difference in why Vinland Saga season 2 is an 8 while Kari Kano is a 7?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the gradient is not that. It, like, they're pretty close.
Well, that's right? The thing. There is like an apples to oranges thing as well, and that's just kind of right. Comes to the territory of like watching more stuff. So whenever I'm like trying to figure if it's something where I need to like spend a little more time and like actually go through stuff to figure out where what score do I want to assign, where do I want to place this overall, I'm trying to find like things that I think are generally comparable, and then I'm literally asking myself, did I enjoy this more than this other thing? And it will literally go from like, yes, I obviously enjoyed it more than this. Definitely more than this. More than that, yeah. A little bit more than this. Maybe there. Not more than this. Certain, like I narrow it down like that. And it's like, okay, now I have a range to work with and I figure out where to put it in there.
It's interesting because like, because I have like a working kind of top 100 or whatever,
yeah,
I can kind of look at like, so like Shirobako is a good example. The Shirobako at one point was pretty high. It was like my top 40-ish, and I had it at an 8 out of 10. Yeah. And then like, as I watched more, like some things that kind of like had overlap with it, like Eizouken kind of helped lower it a bit for me, even though I didn't end up liking Eizouken more than Shirobako. Mm-hmm. There were things that like you could kind of deconstruct between the two that I'm like, okay, maybe Shirobako wasn't really covering... It might have hindered my appreciate or my enjoyment or whatever of Shirobako a little bit, where it bumped it down. Like, really, in the grand scheme of things, it's not a lot, but like, it's just, yeah, it's not in my top 50 anymore, or whatever. But it's like, did my feelings of that really change that significantly? Where like, because the stuff above it, like, I feel like I could give an 8.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, did my feelings of Shirobako specifically change that significantly? Or is like, maybe it is still kind of an 8, and maybe I could just keep it at 8 and just bump everything up that's now above it now. And that's kind of where I am with scores, because it's like...
Those are the weird mind games that you get into with yourself, and that's why a lot of people we know have just like stopped scoring altogether, because it's just like, it's just not worth the headache. Whereas for me, it's like, that's fine. I don't really care about it. Like... I'm not stressing out over it, you know?
Yeah, like, I don't sit there and, like, think about it. It's just, like, stuff that you kind of will look at. It's more of, like, another interesting way, like, facet to express yourself and your...
Yeah, like, self-reflection and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and it does make you think about stuff in a different way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you could argue whether or not it's, like, a really
particularly good
way.
Maybe it's a little bit, you know, kind of toxic to be comparing stuff like that, but, yeah...
I feel like it's interesting. I was kind of saying, like, with the charts, like, I do have, like, a spreadsheet or whatever, but I'm marking, like, where things have been in my top 50 or top 100 whenever I made that over time.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, like, I have, like, I could sort it where it's, like, my top 50 from, like, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can sort it by my top 50 in 2015 or whatever. And if I just do it to the modern day, I can look at, like, how something has, like, risen and fallen. And you can kind of see, like, over a wider stretch of time, either how my opinion on something might have, like, degraded or increased in a way, or maybe how my purview or my experience of anime had, like, increased in such a way it, like, knocked it down.
Mm-hmm. Just general shift in preferences and, like, perspective.
That's what I like to kind of keep track of. I don't really care much about the score. Like, the score, again, is just
it's a barometer that like to like give you like some sort of like way to track it. You could just as easily like remove like the number component and use like stars or smiley faces or like any other sort of like gradient system.
Honestly, I feel like scores are almost for other people than me. Because like obviously it's my score. It is a way for me to express like a complex feeling or emotion all kind of wrapped around the show in a very kind of simplistic way. But like I kind of just have that. You know what I mean? Like, I know what my feelings are on Mob Psycho 100. I don't necessarily need a number to kind of like represent that.
Yeah.
So like me giving it a number is for kind of more an outside thing.
There is like a performative aspect to it for sure.
Yeah. There's a value to it.
Like you're signaling something.
There is a value to it in that sense where people can like point out like maybe kind of broad stroke things. Like, oh, like when people would point out like, why do you have Fullmetal Alchemist in your top 50 when it's a 7, but everything else around it's an 8 or whatever. Like there could be some value in that kind of thing. Cause like, if you kind of weren't aware of doing that, there could be value. I mean, obviously I know I did that for a specific reason, but, that's just like a facet for you to kind of explore and go through, that you don't get from just kind of working out through your own feelings and doing trends or whatever on your own.
Yeah.
There's value to it. I don't know if there's definitely arguable how much value there is in scoring anime at all.
Right.
I would give the value of scoring anime a 1 out of 10.
What would you give this podcast?
I would give this podcast a 1 out of 10.